Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Orange Slice Season 2. I'm your host, Courtney Jackson, and today we will be diving in deep, learning about how to manage our holiday stress with Ross Duren. Stick around. Welcome back and happy holidays. Today, we will be diving in deep to focus on how we manage stress during the holidays. And today we have Ross Duren, who was the health and wellness counselor here at Oklahoma State University, OKC. Welcome, Ross.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're glad to have you. How are you today?
I'm great. You know, so far, good weather, feeling good. But yeah. I know the holidays are coming, so that tends to be a real stressful time for everybody.
Yes. But. Well, what we want to do is peel back some layers. We know, like you said, that the holidays are a very joyous time, but also they can be very, very stressful, especially for students transitioning from going to school to now being with their families.
Right.
So let's begin with, what do you feel like stress looks like for students?
That's a great question. And it's going to be different for all of our students, obviously. So when we think about stress, we often think about just what it looks like from an academic perspective, right? So how am I doing in class? I have a big test. I've got to manage all of my big workload and maybe even do things like work, right? But whenever we think about peeling that back and looking at the holidays too, it's a whole different thing, right? We've got families, we've got responsibilities, maybe our routines are changing. And so it can really just serve as something that presents to be really happy, but it might just be a little bit more challenging than that.
Yes, definitely. So do you have a tip that a student may take on as they're finishing up finals and they're preparing themselves, packing their bags to go home to family? What's a good tip that you have for them?
So I think a big one is that when you think about making it through the semester, right? Yeah. It's been long, probably really busy. You develop a routine to get through that, right? So a lot of the students that we work with look at, they might have, you know, every day they're doing a certain thing at a certain time and they're waking up. On Monday, I know I get up at this time. On Tuesday, I get up at this time, and I do these certain things. But when finals are over, it's just your release from that, so to speak, right? So I think if there's any one main tip I can think of immediately is to just keep some semblance of a routine. And that doesn't mean that you have to do the exact same things that you were doing, but you know, making sure that you're getting up, you're doing something productive, you're eating regularly, you're not doing too many changes, and taking care of your body as you can. So I think if there's any one major tip, I would say try to keep some type of routine.
I like that. I love that. So students can stay in the flow,
right?
Stay active and stay in the flow. So I've heard the term holiday blues. What does that mean?
Yeah. So when we think of the holiday blues, you know, there's a real famous Elvis song, having a blue Christmas, right? But it's true. And it's something that we see quite a bit, you know, whether that's just students or it's maybe parents or adults. It's this feeling of feeling really down, right? It's supposed to be cheery, Christmas, holidays, New Year. It's supposed to be a happy time. We're done with our finals, yay.
Yeah.
Right? but it's really can be typically a seasonal form of depression. We'll feel really down in the dumps, not have a lot of energy, be exhausted, really tired. And it really just lasts that period of time that we see the holidays happening. And there's a few reasons that that happens. Obviously, we're talking about the stress that comes from holidays, but it can also be the pressure that's put on us. You know, if we have our family that wants us to be in certain places at certain times and we've got to be there, maybe it's expectations. You know, the expectation is that I contribute in some way, whether that's financially, time-wise, maybe it's grief, right? Maybe this is a time period where we've lost a family member and, you know, we remember really good times with that person and that reminds us, you know, or maybe it's just we're tired, you know, we finish finals and we don't necessarily always have time to recoup, and we've got to dive in and do this whole nother thing that might even feel like work, right? Yeah. And so it just feels like a weight to us. And so I've had students describe it as that. It's, you know, I never thought I would say I'm ready to get back and be doing the things that I was doing before, but I think that that's really where the holiday blues kind of stems from. And it's common. So, you know, part of wanting to talk about this is to destigmatize things. Mm-hmm. And for just the general population, really depending on who you talk to, 40 to 60% of people feel this. So it's not something it's not unordinary, right? It's something that does happen. So we just want people to know it's okay to feel that way.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Ross. And since we're speaking on the holiday blues, to alleviate and take some of that pressure off some students, some may need a coach, some may need some type of resources. Do you all, or do you yourself, refer students to any of those?
Of course, yeah. So, you know, I think a lot of what students may know me as is kind of the resident therapist. That's what I do a little bit. So, you know, I'm here for things like test anxiety, depression, you know, any mental health need that they may have. But I also work with resources. So getting students connected to just a wide range of resources. Yeah. And when we're not here, for a lot of our students, our campus is a place of security, mm-hmm. right? We know that if we show up, people are here, and it's safe, right? But whenever the holidays come and we start being closed for longer, or there's not classes, that consistent resource isn't there. So over the holidays, we may know that students may need things, whether that's food, clothing, electrical help, utility assistance, anything like that, I always recommend that they reach out to my office, and I'd be happy to talk about what their options are so that we can just make sure that we're supporting them as best we can.
That is amazing. Students, if you need help, please go see Ross.
Yes, of course. That's what I'm here for.
That is awesome. So how should students deal with stress during finals? This is that kind of in-between stage as we're getting close to Thanksgiving and as we're approaching Christmas. What do you advise students to do?
Yeah, so baby steps, right? Mm. I mean, there's no reason that we need to overload ourselves more than we have to. I think it's normal to feel stress here, right? You know, in its essence, stress isn't bad as much as we don't like that.
Yeah.
Right. We don't want to feel the emotion of stress, but it helps us to perform at a high level.
Very true.
And so I think the focus should really be on how do we manage the stress effectively to use it. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, plan your times out when you need to study, study for a brief period of time, take a break, pick it back up, listen to yourself. This is something that I encourage my students on all the time, is to, if you're feeling really, really tired, take a break, right? Mm. Or if you're feeling really, really hungry, stop and eat, you know, just the simple things that we pass over. You know, if I can't hold my eyes open, but I've got to keep studying, it's probably worth it to just go to and get some sleep and get some rest. You know, never be afraid to start early, right? Mm. If it's earlier, right after Thanksgiving and you have the opportunity to get a good jump, go ahead and start looking at things and being, you know, prepared can reduce our anxiety, but not, so much that we're exerting so much control that we can't maintain that. So, you know, don't neglect yourself. Be easy on yourself. I almost think about it as if you're talking to your best friend or a parent and you say, I don't know what to do in this situation because I'm so stressed out. Yeah. And they told you, yeah, just relax, or, you know, you got it, you're going to kill it. Tell yourself those things, because what you tell yourself is just almost the same as what someone else would tell you. So, yeah. And finish strong, right? I think that's
definitely
the key, you know.
Definitely. So, you know, as students are finishing their finals, now it's time for them to transition from student life to family life. Mm-hmm. What do you advise students to do, like, in those uncomfortable moments?
Yeah, give yourself grace. You know, we can be really hard on ourselves and be mm-hmm. kind of our most our worst critic, right, so to speak. So just realize that a massive part of your schedule, depending on what your program is that you're studying here, is devoted to that. You know, if I think some of our really intensive programs, a good chunk of their day is based on the specific curriculum that they're doing. So no matter how flexible we are, it's really hard to change, right? Mm-hmm. Even the most, you know, go with the flow type of person struggles with that. Yeah. And so being able to just say, hey, this may be hard. It may be hard for me to pick back up even the things that we think are should be easy for us. Like now I've got to hop back into parenting, or now I got to hop back into working full time. Yeah. You know, so that's hard. It's a big change. So just be aware of the change that's coming, and prepare yourself for that change, and allow yourself the opportunity to really kind of ease into it, whether that's you need more sleep or you need more frequent breaks or, you know, anything like that. Just prepare yourself for the big change that is coming.
Yeah. Thank you for that. So when it comes to students now, whether they have their own family or they're going to visit extended family, what suggestions do you have for them to deal with that new surrounding of stress?
Yeah, so you know, I don't want to say I'm not famous for it, but I talk to my students a lot about that our family can be our best concrete rock for us, but they can also be one of the biggest points of stress for us. Yeah. Right? And you know, when we're not up here or we're not at work, we don't necessarily have an escape for that. So when we go to the holidays or we're out of school or gatherings or things like that, it's hard to be able to manage that. I think a good thought is to really listen to yourself. And if you need to step out or you need to take a break mm-hmm. or you need to walk away for a minute, that's okay, you know? And I think that it's always important to remember that you can't control how someone is going to think about you or what they're going to say about you, but you can control how you react and how you allow that to really, you know, either mess with you or comfort you or whatever. It's more about just, I'm going to make sure that I'm in control of myself and I'm going to minimize the stress I feel because of this family situation or loved one situation.
Yeah. Thank you for those tips. I'm sure a lot of students, and including myself, I'm going to go into the holidays, closing my books, ending my finals, and I'm going to take these tools and not let this time give me the holiday blues.
Which you should, right? Thank you. That's something that we also really want to stress to our students too, is that this is a period of rest. Right. So we do know that there's family things and there's stuff that we've got to go do and obligations. But we also want you to rest and we want you to celebrate the fact that you did finish. Right. And, you know, we want everybody to pass. Yeah. Right. And so, you know, do rest and recover and be ready for the spring semester.
Thank you. Thank you. So one of the topics, of course, which is stress in general, finances. Mm-hmm. What suggestions do you have for students who get anxiety around spending, knowing that it's time to give gifts and maybe they don't have it? How do you regulate stress in that form?
Yeah, you know, so it's not always an easy thought, right? Okay, well, I'm going to just don't worry about it, right? But it's not that easy. I think setting clear boundaries is important. And you know, depending on what our resources are, we need to be confident in what those are, right? And, you know, I think the societal perspective right now is a lot of commercialization, right? We have to spend money, we have to buy gifts and all of that. But really look at what that's going to look like for us. Maybe it's I give my time to somebody or I create something for somebody. We can use our gifts to be able to give back to people. And it doesn't just have to be finances. But at the same time, we may want to do that And I think just looking at what our means are and staying within that and creating clear expectations early, right? If we have family or we have friends or a group of people who might expect that from us, the earlier we can kind of get in front of that, the less stress that that's going to be for us.
Yeah, I like that. I like the way you tackled the finances, because no one wants to talk about finances, correct, especially during the holidays. I think 99% of us have anxiety,
sure,
with that, yeah, going on. So thank you for teaching and guiding us and giving us some tips on how to manage our stress during this holiday season.
Sure, of course.
But I want to ask you a question. Okay. What are the top three or the best three tips that you want to leave with your students here at OSU OKC for how they can go and deal with their stress this holiday?
Yeah, amazing question. So I think number one is don't do too much. Mm-hmm. You know, don't overload yourself. If there's something on your schedule that you can miss and you need a break, take it, right? I think two, be in the moment, right? We really, maybe we finish and we're already thinking about what we have to do for the spring. Oh my gosh, I got anatomy coming up. I have all these big things coming up, and not allowing ourselves to really enjoy the break and the time that we have. And also just, I talked about it before, but keep some semblance of a routine. And it doesn't have to be rigid. I mean, you can adjust that, but that's going to benefit you a lot whenever we go into specifically the holidays, but also starting the spring semester. It's going to be easier to plug in and get back in.
So. Yes. Well, thank you for these holiday tips, especially the last three. I will be using those as well. So OSU faculty, staff, students, family, and friends, we want to thank you all for having Mr. Ross Duren on our show. He is the health and wellness counselor here at OSU OKC. Thank you guys for listening in to the Orange Slice Season 2. I'm your host, Courtney Jackson. See you next time.